and welcome to episode 288 of RP Grinders. I'm your not been here that many episodes host, Breakman, and with me are Eric and Stealth. What's up, guys?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Stupid allergies bothering me again.
That sucks. Howdy's all you got. You're not gonna gloat and celebrate.
Celebrate what?
He knows what.
The titles.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah. See, I don't watch sports.
Yeah. For those who don't know,
pretty awesome around here.
Yeah. For those who don't know, UConn men and women's won both championships.
Yep.
Both of them. It's ridiculous. I mean, we all kind of expected UConn's and women because how long has it been since they've lost a game?
Since last year when they lost to Notre Dame in the finals of the Big East Championship.
Yeah. So, and they went up against Notre Dame, but from what I saw, it didn't look like there was even a chance in hell Notre Dame doing anything against them.
No, and it was pretty uncompetitive.
Yeah. And Kentucky, these guys are going to be one and done. These guys are going to go to the pros, but they can't shoot free throws.
Basically,
they're called free. You get to stand at a line and shoot at a fucking hoop. They made us do that in gym class back in like the ninth grade and shit. And you guys can't do that. You're going to go into the pros doing that. Yeah, sure. Anyway, but congrats to UConn because they did play a damn good game and a good tournament. Is Shabazz Napier a senior?
He's a senior.
Okay. Thank God. It's good for the rest of us. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into the news because I know Eric's bored already.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, our first article is probably the reason that Frank's not here. Actually, no, that's not the reason, but he'd probably use it as a reason. But
maybe we should save it.
It's a Kickstarter for Flying Hamster 2. Flying Hamster 2 is a full HD action RPG platform by Game Atelier. It says, Newton is back and now a keen sword fighter with transformation capability. So, yeah, they're basically aping Wonder Boy in the Astro World. And I saw the trailer. It looks fun, so I backed it. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, there's like about 500 or so early bird option reward pledges left.
I haven't backed the game in a long time.
And money?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell Frank. Oh, my God.
Well, when you pledge money, you don't get – it doesn't go until it gets funded.
Gotcha.
But there's 22 days to go, and they've got 25,721 of their 150,000 goal.
Screenshots are really pretty.
I think they'll make it, but they probably won't get most of their stuff until it's almost over. Because I don't think they have very many stretch goals, or at least lofty ones.
I can't tell you about gameplay, but it looks very pretty.
Mm-hmm. At the very least, it looks like they've got a functional game engine. They just need to make the maps and stuff.
It does remind me of those old Sega Genesis games.
And recently, their Flying Hamster HD came out on the Vita. I think it might also be a PC game, too. But I'm not entirely sure. But this is a plan for PC release. And with stretch goals, they're going to pretty much launch it everywhere. It doesn't say PS3 or Xbox 360, though. So those are left out.
Let me say welcome to Gripper and Dungeon Buster, who just entered chat. I don't think we're having any audio issues with chat this mm-hmm. week. Normally also, we do when Frank isn't around.
I also wanted to mention that they've got composer Michiru Yamane on there from Castlevania Symphony of the Night and, well, pretty much every game that came out afterwards. Because Yuzo Koshiro did the soundtrack to Portrait of the Ruin. She only did like a few tracks. But that's pretty cool. Moving on to...
Yeah, that looks really cool. I posted it in chat.
Talking about yet another Kickstarter in this article, but why don't you read this one?
All right, coming to us live from Joystick. Prodigy blends tabletop and PC gaming, clears funding in 3 days. Wow, Congratulations. Fans of games like the Skylander series and Disney Infinity, but hoping for something a bit less cartoony, or maybe you just really need some new 60 millimeter scale.
Yeah.
Figures? Oh, yeah, okay, 60 millimeter scale figures for your tabletop war chest. I don't know what I was thinking. I kind of spaced there for a moment, sorry. Prodigy from
guns.
Maybe. Prodigy from Hanaki Studio. Even close? Hanaki Studio.
That's pretty close. Oh,
thank you. Hanaki. Well, I'll make sure I get it right. Hanaki Studio might be able to help you out. The game, which combines small form figures with an electronic board and PC, was successfully funded on Kickstarter today, reaching its 100,000 goal in fewer than 3 days. This was posted on the 5th, so that was, what, Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this they reached this goal Monday. Prodigy takes place in darker world than similar games and is squarely focused on turn-based squad battles. Square? Where did I read square? Squad battles. Players place the figure of your choice onto a grid-like surface, which registers the character and displays it on screen. You attack by placing a card onto the surface or combine cards for special attacks or abilities. A piercing attack, for example, is activated when a player lays down an attack and focus card. You can see the game in action by checking out the pitch video above or checking on the Prodigy Kickstarter page. I'm confused. Do they mean in-game cards, or do they mean you actually get cards with your little figurines?
I think they mean in-game cards, but I think the figurines themselves might have an NA card built into them or series of cards.
Okay. Anyways,
Skylanders and Magic Gathering put together, I guess.
Yeah, basically, if you think Disney Infinity and Skylanders are too cartoony, which they are very cartoony, but they're still a gimmick though, so it's kind of for kids. You know, I as an adult, I don't want to go out and buy individual action figures to play a game. I don't know. That's just me.
Hmm.
I don't like buying toys for myself unless they're like on four wheels.
Here's some of the crazier reward tiers. For $5,000, you can design your own character to be placed in the game. And for $10,000, you can design a character, help conceptualize its figure, and meet the development team in Paris.
So $10,000, can I have like a seven tentacled monster?
Tentacle hentai porn, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. All right, I'm down.
Eh, where are you going to find that 10 grand, though?
Oh, there's a problem there. Damn it!
Yeah.
Hey, Stolf.
Yeah?
Can I borrow 10 grand?
Nope.
Damn it. Well, would you read the next article?
I can't.
My dog. Okay. Well, I'll read it.
All right.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Pokemon 10 and Pokemon, what's Y in Roman numerals?
X and Y?
Yeah, X and Y. I'm trying to figure out what Y is in Roman numerals.
They're not.
It's not.
Yeah, you're right, it isn't. Never mind. Damn it. Ruined my joke by not existing. Pokemon X and Y sell nearly 12 million worldwide. Yay for them. What a shock. They've sold nearly 12 million copies worldwide. The Pokemon Company announced this morning, this morning being the 7th, so I guess that was Wednesday. The pair have become the fastest selling game for the 3DS. Additionally, the Pokemon Company also announced that the latest Pokemon movie is now available for license in the West. The movie is titled Pokemon the Movie. Oh my shit. Diancie and the
Cocoon. We talked about this before. Yeah, Diancie, because Diamond.
Okay, Diancie and the Cocoon of Destruction. I know those fake names, they get me. But that's the whole story. So congratulations to them. I guess that means we're going to see more Pokemon in the future.
Mm-hmm.
What a shock. That series is going to be going on for a long time.
I just want to know when Diancie is coming to the actual game. It's like, when are we going to have that event? When are we going to start having events, Game Freak, Nintendo?
Soon. I'm sure.
Yeah. Anyways, here's something that would interest Frank. And
Dragon Age 2?
It only slightly interests me because I think I know what this means. Says Journey of the Cursed King trademark means Square Enix hasn't completely forgotten about Dragon Quest. Square Enix still hasn't said much about the future of Dragon Quest, but they haven't completely forgotten about their Pillar series either. New trademark for Journey of the Cursed King, the subtitle for Dragon Quest VIII, was registered in the U.S., and it replaces the original trademark, which expired on 28 February. And it says, the difference in the new Journey of Cursed King trademark adds an online games and handheld video game units as a part of the goods and services. And perhaps Square Enix is looking to bring over the smartphone version of the Dragon Quest VIII. So they're probably doing that, and they might also be doing it for a PSN release of the PS2 Classic section.
Oh, I'd like a mobile version.
I don't think you want to play the mobile version, though.
Well, why not?
Because it's – even though they designed it for touch play, it looks like it's too much work and the screen's really tiny.
I can see the screen being tiny, but
– even with an iPad, it's going to still be cramped.
Yeah, I guess. But still, if it's especially still the same gameplay and story and everything.
Especially since they're using a portrait instead of landscape view. Yeah. And there's no way to switch it, I think.
Almost,
but it also,
out, yes.
It also says here that they also trademarked mechanical apartheid. No word on what that is, but I think we did talk about mechanical apartheid though. On like it's like one of the games that they're running through their crowdsourcing program, but we don't know much about it though. So some Costa art that I saw that I think we might have shared in the chat room when we did that episode, but. Not much more than that. But, here's another Pokemon story. Pokemon Black and White Music Collection on iTunes. So yeah, you can get that on iTunes now for $9.99.
Oh, that's nice. I approve of all game soundtracks coming to iTunes.
And soon to follow will be Black and White 2, and we'll tell you when that comes out. But yeah, I don't know why they didn't just combine White and 2. I mean, was there enough tracks in White and 2 that have its own soundtrack? Because they could have just bundled it together in one and sold it for like $20 instead. But whatever.
I don't know if you're asking Stealth or not, because I have no idea the answer to that question.
Are you ready to...
Yeah, I'm right, right. Coming to us live from Destructoid, Persona 3 Evoke's English release this May. Persona 3 movie, I'm sorry. I forgot to say movie. Persona 3 the movie, number one, Spring of Birth, will manifest in English on May 20th. Aniplex USA has revealed. In addition to a Blu-ray of the director, right before my birthday, thank you. Appreciate that. Happy birthday. In addition to Blu-ray, the director's cut, collector's edition features a soundtrack disc, art book, sticker. What the? Stickers?
Stickers. Again.
Stickers.
They do this for Golden. Now they're doing this for a movie. I know Japan has a thing for kids, or Japanese kids have a thing for stickers, so that's why they bundle this stuff. But I don't think teenagers like playing stickers.
Stickers.
And I don't think kids are actually playing this game.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Anyways, let's just finish it. Stickers and Illustrated Cards is now available for pre-order. I don't know what Illustrated Cards are, like playing cards, or
I think they're just drawings, basically.
Oh, okay. Okay. Unfortunately, both versions are pretty pricey. The standard release will set you back to at $59.98. Well, deluxe set commands a $79.98 price tag. So you want your fucking stickers, they're $79.98.
Who's publishing this? NISA? Because that would explain the kind of expensive price point of these. Really, $60 for a single movie?
I know. That's a video game price. That's ridiculous.
I'm not going to buy from you, NISA. I'm doing it for Toradora, but at least that's like 13 episodes of content. And that's like $90. But you'll probably pay like $70 if you go on Amazon. $90 from their store is the initial price for that. Yeah. That's coming out this summer.
Those looking forward to English voice work.
And that's, a Blu-ray and a DVD box set, by the way.
Sorely disappointed as there isn't any, and the subtitles are limited to a feature film itself, making the inclusion of the Japanese-only special features and audio commentary something of a tease. Still, it's
for movie. $60. No, thank you.
That's ridiculous. That is out of everybody's price range.
Yeah, most of NISA stuff is sub only, so that doesn't surprise me in the least. But that's why people are making a big deal about the Toradora set, because it is going to have an English dub on it.
I mean, for $60, if you got the soundtrack and the art book...
This is Gundam Unicorn shit. I mean, really?
Well, for $60 for a soundtrack and an art book, that's even pricey. But that's not what you get for $60. You got to get that for $80. I don't... like.
And a bunch of other stuff I don't need.
Yeah, your stickers. Frank's stickers. This is because of Frank. This is Frank's fault, isn't it? Him and his damn stickers.
He failed the dice roll for not doing a Frank fail.
Well, anyways, since Frank failed us on that one, you want to read us the next story and not fail us?
Yes. This is from Destructoid. Hyperdimension Neptunia is a Vita title. It's a spinoff of Hyperdimension Neptunia series is coming to Vita in Japan this year. Dengeki PlayStation Magazine has a spread on Hyperdimension Neptunia U, which brings on some action to the RPG series. Neptune and the gang will be featured, and a new Dengeki mascot called Dengekigo will be introduced, says Gematsu. Japan gets this title at the end of summer with a standard edition and a limited edition, which is priced at 7,980 yen, which is about $90. And who knows if we're going to get this in the U.S., because IDEA Factory is handling all the Neptunia games.
I'm sure we will.
I think the only game NISA was able to grab from the pile is the PP Idol game. It's like, no, we're doing... I don't know how this will affect the quality of the Neptunia games, unless NIS is still localizing what they're publishing. I don't know how they're doing that. But it'll be interesting to see if those up there Neptunia games are physical or digital only.
But, Dungeon Buster on the last story wanted to say that those are some pricey stickers. I'd expect to pay that much for the Saturn release of Magic Knight Rayar with a complete sticker sheet. Yeah, good point.
Did Magic Knight Rayar come with extra goodies? Because I don't think it did.
I don't think it did either.
No, I mean, the one thing I knew about that game that was contentious because Victor Ireland always has to do something stupid in his games, like Lunar Eternal Blue having to sacrifice magic points to upgrade your skills or save. And in Magic Knight Rayearth, they cut out the voice acting and the cutscenes accompanying those voice acting, and pretty much the only cutscenes were the beginning and the ending of the game. And instead, what they did was they gave a summary of what we just witnessed in the game. Because, like, they'd play it out in the game engine, and then they'd have a cutscene, I guess. And, well, we didn't get that. So, bullshit. Whatever. This next article comes from Destructoid. Do you have any of your articles up, Stealth?
I can't get the links to open.
Is there something wrong with your computer or something?
Either that or the page, the Google Docs is no longer working for me.
Well, that's all right. I'll read the story.
I'm going to look into it and see if you didn't somehow get ejected from our list.
No, I can open it. It just the links aren't working. So I can get it. Like, sends me to the first page of the website, which doesn't really help.
I'll have to think about some alternative solution to this. Maybe I'll make a text document and I'll send it to you every week. after I've compiled what we need for the show.
That would help.
But this next article, why don't you read Stealth? I mean, not Stealth.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from Destructoid. I was going to ask to read this one anyway because this is right up my wheelhouse. Borderlands, the pre-sequel. Jetpacks, ice bullets, and playable claptrap. This is a quasi-sequel. It's not actually a sequel, as the name suggests, as the Borderlands sense of humor prevails through the title itself. Pre-sequel. Borderlands the pre-sequel is official. The latest entry in Gearbox shooter looter takes place between the original Borderlands and Borderlands 2, hence the pre-sequel moniker. The new game is based on Borderlands 2 engine as well and will be sticking to 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. You'll play as four new characters, characters you work for Handsome Jack during his rise to power. So I guess before he's a total dickhead. And hilarious dickhead at that. Oh, and a majority of the game takes place on Pandora's moon, and you get jetpacks and laser guns and ice weapons. And they say, oh my. What's going to be in the Borderlands universe? Story-wise, the pre-sequel focuses on four new playable hunters working for Handsome Jack, as just talked about. Athena, Crimson Lance assassin from the General Knox expansion. Sheriff Nisha, an NPC from Borderlands 2. I think she... Do you kill Athena? I don't. No, wait. I know you don't.
No.
She's a good person. Yeah, yeah. No, she's one of the people that's on your side. Okay, I remember now. Wilhelm, the first big boss character in Borderlands 2, but before he became a giant robot. And the sequel will also let you play for the first time Claptrap, which, you know, if you're excited for that. Mm. He's a love him or hate him kind of character. I love the Claptrap expansion in the original Borderlands when you're killing all those Claptraps. But the villain was pretty damn funny, I thought. I'm into the Borderlands humor. But this is basically more Borderlands. There's a whole going into the story, but we don't need to do that. Bored everybody to tears. It's more Borderlands, yay. If you like Borderlands 2, you're probably going to like this too.
I have to wonder if they called it the pre-sequel just to make fun of something like Ground Zeroes.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think it's more in line with the humor of Borderlands. Kind of the irrelevant, we don't take ourselves that seriously humor.
Mm.
And, well, you know what? As far as story plot goes, too, at that point, since this happens between Borderlands and Borderlands 2, you're playing basically the last Claptrap, aren't you?
Hmm.
So you're playing.
There are no Claptraps in Borderlands 2. I haven't played it.
In Borderlands 2, there's only one Claptrap. So I'm thinking that's who you're actually playing in this prequel, pre-sequel. Mm. This middle. I don't know what else to call it.
Middle game.
Yeah. Completely told out of order story. Mm. But, yeah.
Because we couldn't be bothered to do a real sequel because that takes time. And we need some way to fund it instead of, you know, trying to trick Sega and pawning off our work to another company and then blaming that company for its incompetence when we did nothing.
Mm. Yeah, mm. I'm not gonna comment on that one. Assholes. Dungeon Buster comments on the sticker sheet thing about Ray Arf.
I'm thinking specifically about it, the Aliens game.
No, I know what you're talking about. I was just I wasn't going to comment on that. At least the ones brought over by Working Designs. Not sure about the Japanese ones. He's saying the Ray Arf, including sticker sheets. So, yeah, there's that. But you want to read the next story? Or do you want me to read it since we're still on Borderlands?
One more comment on Borderlands is I still haven't played Borderlands 2 that I downloaded from PSN a long time ago, like several months ago. But the Vita version's coming out next month, and we're going to be talking about it. So yay!
Nice. I think I'm
and almost... that's it because that's the article. Borderlands 2 in May, on May 6th.
No, this is the Borderlands 2 Vita bundle.
Yeah, that's the bundle, and the game comes out a week later. So if you want the game really early and you don't have a Vita, you can pick it up early.
I think it's a pretty good deal. It's the Vita of Borderlands 2 with a bunch of expansion packs. I forget what they're called. It doesn't list them here.
Although, it should be noted that it's
card for $199.99.
It should be noted that's the new Vita with the not as good LCD plastic screen. But to make up for that, it has a single gigabyte of internal memory. An increased battery life, but you can just buy the new batteries instead, which I should do at some point. I hope Sony doesn't overcharge for those things like they do with their memory cards. But
Sony overcharged for something? No.
Proprietary memory cards.
No, it's not just memory card. I used to be in retail. It's every Sony product. There's a premium Sony price. They charge it on everything. I don't get it. That's why they also do like exclusive
things. At least this bundle's only $200.
Sony kind of – they've always done their own thing. Like remember mini discs and stuff? Yeah, they do their own thing. They don't care.
At least the memory sticks on the PSP were not proprietary, so you could find them cheaper elsewhere.
That's true.
I'm surprised that – and then Sony must have some kind of a lockdown on that tech because you don't see any third-party PS Vita cards. Hello? Yeah. Did everybody
I'm
drop
here.
Out?
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. Train. I had to mute myself.
Oh, you muted. Oh, sorry about the lull in talking. I thought something happened. Anyways,
I thought we all dropped out.
Anyways, in addition, if you didn't know already, Borderlands 2 for the Vita will support cross-saving with the PS3 version. It doesn't support cross-play, though, so you can't just play with someone from the PS3 version, which is sucky.
And I'd like why? Because it's the same game.
Mm-hmm. It's like I don't know. Maybe there wasn't enough room left in the game for that. It says it also gives players 6 add-on packs, so I'm guessing it includes the major DLC.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. It doesn't say what they are, but
it probably doesn't have the latest DLC which came out a month ago.
I'm guessing it's the season pass DLC. If you buy a season pass, it's all that stuff. But I know they've released additional packs that aren't included in the season pass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've downloaded all those either.
But there you go, guys. Why don't you read this one, Break?
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Atlus picks up clever comedy RPG Citizens of Earth. Citizens of Earth is a quirky RPG that puts you in the shoes of the vice president, not on the shoes. That'd be weird. Of the vice president of the world. Naturally, that means you don't do any fighting, so citizens fight for you during battles. Ooh, I like having minions. When I played Citizens of Earth, it had an Earthbound feel to it, but the character recruitment system is kind of like Suikoden. Originally, developer Eden Industries tried to fund Citizens of Earth through Kickstarter. That didn't work out, but luckily Atlus USA stepped up to publish the title. Citizens of Earth will be released on PC, PlayStation 4, Wii U, PlayStation Vita, and Nintendo 3DS in both North America and Europe in 2014. The game has over 40 characters defined, including a barista from Moonbucks that attacks by throwing coffee, and a fan design character. Thank you, Kickstarter. If you have an idea for a character, submit it here. Yeah, by here they mean to the link that's on this website that only chat's getting. So sorry, podcast listeners.
And I find it odd that there's no PS3 version planned, but whatever's.
It does seem like a weird list of systems. The Vita and the
I know why the Microsoft systems aren't on here, because Microsoft's a pain in the bitch to even work with.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Mm. Plus the fact they don't even support XNA anymore, which I think that's what this game was made with. Or either that or Unity, but Xbox One and I don't, well, just the Xbox One supports Unity, I think. So not, and that might be the reason. They probably need to get like some kind of certification before they could do a Xbox One version. But
you want to read the next article?
Anybody looking forward to this?
I've never even heard of it until it's been about a minute ago.
Just because it's like Earthbound, but and the fact that you're a guy that has people do the dirty work.
That does sound fun to me. I like being in charge and sitting back. Just lean back. Oh, yeah, you go get that spot over there. Hey, you see them people over there? You kill them for me. I'll be over right here. I'll be right here. Give me some food. Give me a sandwich. Yeah, while you're up.
So when I wonder if I can, like, name my president, because I'd call him Thanks Obama. Everybody can just greet you by saying Thanks Obama.
Okay.
But
I was gonna be Vice President Nixon and be like a evil dictator. This now.
Oh, how about your name could be I'm not a crook.
But I am a crook. Wait, you meant him? Yeah, no. Yeah.
Anyways, this is more of a rumor than a news report because I found it in a forum and I don't know how authentic it is, especially since throughout the rest of the week I didn't see any news articles verifying this. But and Sega hasn't made an official statement. But according to this, they might never do that. But I think that would be a little too odd for them to not talk about it at this point. But here's what it says. It's from someone called Elkward at Sega. I guess he was a former PR guy for the company. But it says here, "Hello, everyone. It's been quite a while that I'm now at liberty to do so. There are some things I would like to share. Being an official public relations rep with Sega has put severe restrictions on what I could and could not say, and it was very upsetting to be assigned the task of monitoring this forum and listening to the frustration of you all, the fans, and being more or less obliged to respond only with variations of the same response. But it's important for all of you to know that during this time I really did compile and present your collective post, albeit they ultimately fell on deaf ears. Although I am no longer employed by Sega, having willfully resigned to move on to different opportunities, I was still legally required to refrain from divulging information pertinent to the game that was not already cleared to be released for a specific length of time, and that has passed, and I'm allowed to speak to you freely without fear of legal reprisal." And it says, "Phantasy Star Online 2 is not going to be released in the West. Simply is not being delayed. It is, in fact, canceled. Reason for this is the projected sales and profit margins are minuscule in comparison to those projected and ultimately fulfilled and exceeded even in Asian territories. The cost effectiveness of creating and maintaining official servers to provide the PSO service such as to such a comparatively small, although avid, especially from my experience in the forums, just isn't deemed worthwhile to when those resources are better concentrated where there is more money to be made." Do you want me to read the entire thing?
Please don't.
Okay.
Why? I might fall asleep.
Okay. But, I don't know how true this is. And like I said, it's hasn't been discussed anywhere. And from what it sounds like, it didn't sell that well in Asia. Or at least it didn't sell to their expectations. But,
you know, I was just kidding. If you want to read the whole story, it's fine.
Oh. But, it did say it did well in Asian, but what works in Asia territories doesn't necessarily work here is what they're basically saying, if I'm rereading this correctly. But, I don't know. I mean, apparently Sega did apparently hire Relic to like, seek out hiring positions for working on a MMO, but some people speculated it might have been them trying to get servers up and programming all the stuff for the game to get it to work for a Western release, but I don't know if that's still true or not, and especially with this forum post, but who knows how truthful it is. I can show people in the chat room. Oh, you did.
I already linked it, but I mean, if maybe the chatters know something that we don't, but I'm guessing not.
Because
nobody's saying really anything about this article.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, this guy's apparently moved on to NCSoft. So yeah, he went to Guild Wars 2, guys. So if it is true this sucks, then Sega, what the fuck are you doing? Seriously, all you got is Sonic.
Well, they got Atlas now.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the reason they got Atlas, because they know they don't have much. So if they're not going to make it things, and then they could at least be a company that has stock in other companies that make stuff. But,
Well, yeah.
It's kind of sad. But, I hope the rumor... Well, I doubt that the rumor of Yezuka 5 being done by Atlas is true, because they probably would have done something by now. But maybe they're still working on it, but they're busy with all the other stuff they've been doing lately.
Mm.
But yeah, I kind of really hope to get that game too. But it's also something to note that apparently the other Phantasy Star games like Nova might be coming to the West. So it's not like they're not doing Phantasy Star or anything. They're just not doing online too.
I wonder why they haven't tried to bring like an online mobile something over here, because that's how they play PSO over in Japan now, isn't it?
You can play it on the iPhone and Android, but as well as the Vita, but the only other version of that game that exists is the PC version, and that was probably the one that was most likely to come to the US and Europe.
I wonder why, because our mobile phones have really they can handle this kind of games now. Just saying. Coming to Dungeon Buster, it says like it sounds like they made bank in Asia, but they expect the investment to be worse in the West.
So they didn't want to even bother, because like every other company, they only care about short term gains and they don't care about the long term ones that they can potentially make. It's like, we want money now or get the fuck out. The bean. I never heard something referred to as a bean counter.
Yeah, we kind of stopped saying anything for a moment because we were both reading what Dungeon Buster posted. There might be any how am I going to read it? There might be other costs involved that made it really unappealing to the bean counter. Just sorry, podcast listeners. We both stopped to read something. It's Dungeon Buster's fault. Blame him.
Is that like akin to counting all the beans in a pouch that you sold, that you bought off of a merchant? Make sure you didn't get ripped off?
You never heard of bean counters before? That's like the slang for accountants, you know?
I just don't know where it originates from.
Oh, where it originates from? I don't know. Jack and the Beanstalk? They counted like three beans? I don't know.
But here's something that is coming out. And soon, but why don't you read this break? I'm exasperated. I need to get a drink of water.
Okay. Coming to us live from Joystick, Bastion's devs Transistor connects with PS4 PC next month. Sci-fi action RPG Transistor is charging onto PlayStation 4 and PC next month on May 20th. May 20th, good release date. That's like a couple days before my birthday. Everybody can just buy this stuff for me. I appreciate it. Thanks. It's only going to be $20 in America, so there you go. It's cheap. And 15 to 19 euros over in Europe. Why is it? Why are there two different prices?
Because Great British pounds don't translate to euros.
One of those is pounds and one's euros.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so price 15 pounds, 19 euros. I get you. If you can't wait to try out the next offering from Bastion, Joint Supergiant Games, the good news is the game is playable at this weekend's PAX East in Boston. That's this weekend.
I wish people would call in and talk about PAX, but they're probably too busy at PAX.
Yeah, this weekend. I think some of the panels are actually tonight.
I had no idea.
I'll have to be paying attention.
Do they announce anything at PAX East?
Sometimes.
It's mostly indie stuff. You're never going to find like a mainstream game.
Okay, that's good.
Anything that was announced recently was probably pre-PAX or during like the show floor, early show floor stuff. But the one thing I did remember hearing was Below is coming to the PC. So yeah, it was originally an Xbox One exclusive. And they made it not exclusive before the game even came out. So it's kind of funny.
Transistor reprises the vocal talents of Rux actor Logan Cunningham, this time as the titular. Sorry, my nose is kind of clogged. I'm still getting over being sick.
You just want to say tits.
Yes, I do. The titty talking sword who has a more symbiotic relationship with his wielder. So what, like, it's like sucking on you while you're swinging it? Anyway, with the game's heroine Red. As for the gameplay, it's a mix of isometric action RPG melee and tactical turn-based mechanics. When the first major enemy appears, Red is able to pause the action and survey the battlefield, and she is allowed two moves in this stage. Red is allowed to roam free within a certain radius, and she can undo moves to test out certain strategies and attacks. The freeform tactical design lends itself to exploring all of Red's abilities and establish combos which deal more damage, quote unquote.
Basically, you're allowed to do VAT style attacking. Like if anybody's played Fallout 3 in New Vegas.
Yes, which is pretty awesome. You pause the action, you get to select like a certain amount of turns that'll play out once you
starts to recharge for a bit.
Yeah. And that's the story. Yeah, that's it. That's the last of our news. Yay!
Yay. So, we don't have a Twitter question, do we, Break? I do know we have the Q&A, and do you want to get that out of the way? We can use that as a Twitter question.
Oh, I thought we were going to do that as our...
Grinder Talk?
Yeah, or do we have a Grinder Talk?
No, we don't have one. Oh, I had like three free-for-alls planned, but we're just going to be doing the logical fallacy, and that's it. But so we can do it then.
Okay.
But what have you been playing?
Well, mostly. Let me get out Plants vs. Zombies 2. Get that out of the way. A little bit more Carmageddon. There's been nothing new added to Plants vs. Zombies 2 since the new expansion, but I'm not complaining because it was a pretty big expansion. And you can see that they've hinted at there's going to be another world. There'll be a medieval world that they're working on right now. But the future is pretty sweet. There is actually development. I spent $1 on the game this week.
Mm-hmm.
One of the plants was on sale, so I said, you know what? F it. And I spent $1.
How much would you have actually had to grind in game for that instead?
You can't.
Oh, you have to buy it.
Yeah, the plants are payment unlock only, and there's some other abilities too. If some of these other things go on sale for $1, I'll buy them too. So yeah. But what I've mostly been playing this week is BioShock Infinite.
Now on the 360.
Yes. I love this fucking game. I love it so much. It scratches my need to shoot people in the head, my need to loot everything I see and just take everything I see. My megalomaniac feelings of wanting to rule over everything. Oh wait, no, sorry, that's something else. Never mind. But yeah, I love this game. I'm having a lot of fun with it. And one game that I'm kind of want to probably going to do as soon as this show ends is I bought South Park today.
Mm.
So I'll be playing that.
The Stick of Truth.
Yes. I had enough time to hit the start button and make my character, and then you guys were like, show, you want to do the show? You ready? No.
Yeah, I was ready to eat pizza too, but
yeah, let me eat this pizza. I'm gonna be over here doing this. But anyway, we're in here.
It's probably gonna have a short show and probably gonna, probably gonna end like at 8:10 or something. But
yeah, because yeah, that's the way it is, people. Deal with it. No, we're sorry. No, we there. Stealth has something to do. We're blaming him. Yeah, it's Stealth's fault.
Yeah. What have you been playing?
Stealth? Don't blame me. I have not actually played that much this week. I took a break from Final Fantasy X. I'm not playing anything.
I played a little bit more of Deception 4. I got to like Chapter 4, and then I mean, as far as like reviewing games goes, like if it like you've learned everything you need to about a game, and all that's left is just playing it, then there's no point to keep playing. It's not that I didn't want to; it's just that I had to get through Steins Gate because that's a long game, and so I played about up to Chapter 4 of Deception Blood Ties, and I wrote my review, but it still is not up on Game Tactics yet. But you can read Yoshi's New Island review, as well as the review for Disney Magical World and Dynasty Warriors 8 Extreme Legends Complete Edition. That's a long title.
Good lord, man. You've been busy.
Yeah. And I've been playing another game. I haven't really... I mean, I've gotten, like, let's see, probably 7 hours in it, maybe. And I haven't gotten that far story-wise, but you can do a lot of extra stuff that I'm getting out of the way before I advance the story. But,
Can't give us
I'm not allowed to talk about it, because it comes out on Tuesday, and that's when the embargo lifts.
Gotcha. So how do you like it so far?
It's all right, but as far as... As far as the version of the game I'm playing, it doesn't hold a candle to the Vita version. In fact, I thought the second screen features that are exclusive to the 3DS would have been a nice bonus, or the 3D, and that's not the case. It's like the company favors the Vita over the 3DS because, for whatever reason, they didn't put that much effort into it, and the hardware is not really being taken advantage of. It looks like an average port job. It's like they ported it to the 3DS after they made the Vita version. So it's like it's inferior.
Yeah, you can't see my nose kind
of
curled up.
Like I was trying to say earlier, the second screen features, they're kind of like just there. It's like you expect the map screen to be on the bottom touch screen, but it's actually on the top screen and you can zoom in and out. So I guess that, like, it just shows that it's probably a port because it was designed to be on the actual gameplay screen.
A 3DS port of a Vita game. That does not sound good.
It should have been either the other way around, or they should have designed each version to take advantage of the hardware that they're on. Instead, it's just a watered-down version of the game. Cause like even the audio is acceptable, but it's not as loud as the Vita. But the Vita just has higher quality speakers. But aside from that, like the encoding in the movies, like the movie clips that play, the audio for the voice acting or the audio in general is just a lot lower, and it's ugly. So like the sampling is just poor. But
I want to say welcome to Flabby and Wayland. Thanks, guys. Join chat.
So yeah, if you get that game that I'm talking about, and I haven't said the name of it yet, and you could probably figure it out what it is if you're savvy.
If you don't know, you can tweet him on Tuesday, and I'm sure he can tell you then.
Yeah, but also I could say, well, as a hint to tell you what it is, there was a demo of it released on the 25th of last month. But yeah. If you play the demo, you can transfer some of your saved data. And I think what it does is just lets you skip the prologue of the actual game because it technically lets you play up to that point in the game where the prologue ends. But you'll see a review of that on Tuesday if I can get it done by then or most of it done. But I'm buying the Vita version, by the way. But because I actually like it enough to want to do that.
I'm thinking about that $200.
I ordered it this morning, and they apparently had already begun shipping it out. So apparently, I think what Best Buy does is if it's they get their copies early, and if you make an order, they'll send it to you if they have it, so it's ready, so that it comes out the same day as the delivery date. That's kind of nice of them, even though I had to wait an additional day because I ordered it too late, so that might happen again. But oh well. I think I could still talk up with the Vita version just based on the demo. But that's all I've been playing. The Steins Gate review will probably be up next week, though. Because I still need to write it. I'll do it tomorrow. I also need assets to give to the editor. Unless he already has them. But anybody have any stinkos?
I have kind of two stinkos. I'm going to say not enough time because I really want to play South Park and BioShock, and there's just not enough time for me to play both of those games at the same time. Mine goes to I was pretty badly sick last week, and this week Mrs. Brakeman has been really sick, so yeah. That sucks. So I got her sick, and I'll never hear the end of it. So that's awesome.
Anybody have any Sweetos, though?
I know what Stealth has, two Sweetos. Shit.
Yep, two wins, but that's about it. We already talked about that.
that's true. I did spoil that. I'm sorry. I spoiled your Sweetos way early. I apologize.
So your Sweetos... Your Stinko's being sick, but your Sweetos, it's not the flu.
Well, I got a question for yourself. So what's it like to have winning teams for your team to win?
13-0 in title games.
You don't lose. The Bearcats haven't won since the 60s.
Weren't both teams like knocked out in the first round, the men's and the women's? Were the women's even in the tournament?
I don't think they made it into the tournament.
Well, the women are set to win for like the next like 2 years, so we're gonna win like four in a row, maybe.
God damn. Yeah, as long as there aren't any bad injuries or something.
Yeah, but still, you can't really complain.
Yeah, I definitely can't complain. How's your men's team set up? Because as we talked about, your star's graduating. So, but you've got some really good support for him.
Yeah, we'll see.
And you got a juggernaut if he just learns how to play basketball. If he learned how to play the game, he could be a Shaq like.
Where'd Eric go?
I'm still here.
We started talking about sports.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this as far as like championships in my lifetime. Like I said, the Bearcats haven't won since the 60s. I wasn't born until the 70s. Sad didn't happen. The Bengals have never won a championship.
I think I've found a stinko.
Hold on. Yeah. And the Reds have won one championship, and I was in junior high at the time. So I've got to experience one victory. One of my teams has won something in my lifetime just once. You do not know how jealous I am of you. You just do not know. Okay, what's your stinko?
Well, not that I live nowhere near White Castles, but apparently they're selling Belgian waffle breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, say what now?
Belgian waffle breakfast sandwiches. And it's White Castle, so you know that it's probably tasting terrible.
Oh, that does remind me. My sweet Augusta, I got Reds tickets tomorrow, and they have like a new Belgian waffle restaurant there. Maybe I'll stop by and get some Belgian waffles.
Do you hate White Castle's break?
I love White Castle's,
But I don't trust any of their food at all. It's like I've tried like several different things from their menu. I never liked them.
they're no.
I mean, that was years ago, so who knows what they taste like now? But I bet it's not that different than what it was back then.
Here they're known as sliders because a lot of time you eat one of those and yeah, I gotta take a shit like 10 minutes later.
Tiny burgers or sliders, yeah.
Yeah,
they're called.
I like them. They're one of the few fast foods. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta have some White Castles.
The only kind of sliders I'll have is for the ones at Steak and Shake, or maybe if I live near one, it'd probably be. I think Burger King tried to do that for a while. I don't know if they still sell them, but I think maybe Rally's has them and Sonic's. But I don't.
Yeah, I haven't been to a Rally's in a long time. They managed to disappoint me a lot, but maybe that was just the Rally's around here. I don't know. Maybe
what about Big Boy?
What's that?
Big Boy. I think Big Boy does sliders.
That's from here. That's a Cincinnati, restaurant. Came from here, so it's kind of mandatory we have to eat there.
I haven't been to Big Boy's in like forever. I think I only went there once.
They're all right. I think it's more of an acquired taste because they put like tartar sauce on their sandwiches and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that reminds me. Like, I got a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's today, and even though they were serving lunch, they still had some breakfast stuff left, so they were able to make me a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel. But they put some weird sauce on the thing. But, like, sometimes, like, they'll put way too much on it. Thankfully, they didn't put too much on it. So I think it's like mayonnaise and some seasonings. But it's like, I was like, I didn't ask for this, so why'd you do it?
Was that McDonald's?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I don't...
It's like they don't always do it either. So it's like I think it's dependent on what McDonald's you go to.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of McDonald's food. I don't know.
I like their sandwiches for breakfast, and that's pretty much it.
I like their smoothies because they're not very yogurty. You can taste yogurt a little bit, but not like really overpowering yogurty. And I don't know. Sometimes they'll have they have a really good hot chocolate. It's delicious. Flabby says he's been playing DKC3 and Final Fantasy Dimensions and Plants vs. Zombies 2, and I asked him how he likes Final Fantasy Dimensions. He said good stuff. So did you buy it for the $10, Flabby? Just curious. I think that's how much I paid for it. And but obviously I love that game. It was my game of the year last year.
I don't think I've done my Sweeto yet. Let's do that before we move on.
Yeah, go ahead.
My Sweeto is science related. This is from Brooders.com, and it is about how scientists have grown viable vaginas from girls' own cells. It should have said women's. I don't know why it says girls here. But it says four young women born with abnormal and missing vaginas were implanted with lab-grown versions made from their own cells. The latest success in creating replacement organs that have so far included tracheas, bladders, and urethras. The follow-up tests show the new vaginas are indistinguishable from the women's own tissue and have grown in size as the young women who got the implants as teens have matured. All four of the women are now sexually active and report normal vaginal function. Two of the four who were born with a working uterus but no vagina now menstruate normally. Says it's not clear whether or not the women can bear children, but they are menstruating, so it suggests the ovaries are working, so it may be possible. So that's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. That's great news.
I don't know how exactly the fixing up of a female's mutilated vagina.
I have a specific question, and I know it might sound offensive to some people, but this is actually a very serious question. Can they fix the clitoris?
Yeah, I was wondering if this is an extension of that because I think
and I recently asked that.
I think you can fix up a clit messed up clitoris or a hymen or – well, I don't even know about the hymen, but
Yeah, I'm not worried about the hymen, but the reason I ask about the clitoris is because there are countries that that mutilate young girls' clitoris.
Yeah, I think – yeah. I don't know
if – it's like a tradition of the country.
I don't know if it involves –
it's absolutely horrible.
I don't know if it involves regrowing organs or if it just involves like reattaching stem cells to promote skin regeneration. But it's probably similar to this if it's not that – if it's not as easy as what I just said. So I could see that being – this being an alternative to that maybe. But this is better for people who just have – missing vaginas or abnormal ones. Or for trans people who want to fully transition. Hello? Did I lose all?
No, or I'm – what? Were you expecting us to be shocked by that comment or something?
No, it's just
– No, I mean that sounds good for them because – listen, I know this is going to probably piss people off too, but
– Wait, break. I ask because I get paranoid when there's like an immense silence because that's usually followed by getting hung up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think it was immense silence. I thought you were still talking. Like I'm always interrupting you. I'm trying to not saying anything so you can talk and finish what you're trying to say. But what I was going to say is like I know there are a lot of men trapped in women's bodies and vice versa, but the science is – especially for women to men isn't – well, I'm sorry. I reversed that. I mean from women to men is a lot better than it is from men to women at this point.
Yeah. I don't think you'll be able to as easily make working penises for women who transition to men because first of all, you'd have to make sure that sperm works and then you'd have to make sure if but since it's actually coming through your own body, that wouldn't work anyway. So – trying to transplant from someone else to someone else, you'd have to find a way to make their rejection not work. But, this is a step to that process, I guess.
Yeah, it's good news. It sounds like they're going in the right direction. I know that it's good for some people. Mm. But, like, my main thing was the people who have to deal with mutilations forced upon them as children or otherwise, like those people definitely need the most help.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was mainly for people who had genetic conditions rather than like mutilations.
I know. I'm saying this is a step in the right direction. That maybe that's coming next. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see some hope for those people. I mean, it's just. Some of the horrible stories you hear from happenings around the world and stuff, it's just like, ah. Anyway. you want to get into it?
Into what?
Are we done with Sweetos?
Yeah, I'm done. We got no walls this week, but we do have a review. Well, I'd have a review of, at least, of Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Do you mind if I not pay attention for a moment? Because I don't want to know.
I'll just say I saw it. It was good. It was nothing special, but it was fun time stuff. So
I need to go see
it.
If
you like a good action movie, then it's up there.
I watched the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Me and Frank talked a little bit about it last week.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. Talked a little bit about last week, and since then, I think they've had their best episode yet. This last week was just amazing episode.
I just had a major oversight that we were supposed to cover at the very beginning of the show, but I forgot about it since Frank wasn't here, because I bet he'd have something to say about it. Mm. But before I move on and talk about that, I just want to drop the score for Captain America. I'd give it an 8.5, maybe. Yeah.
You know, Frank's not here. You don't have to give it the number 8.
I wasn't talking about that though. I was talking about how I wanted to give a moment of silence, I guess, for Pandalicious and Ninja Sisters from the Electric Sisterhood. Their mom died recently.
Oh, that's sad news.
Yeah. So anybody who knew Panda, she was on our show for a brief period.
Yeah.
So she's our friend, and that sucked really bad when I heard about that. But I think she's at PAX East right now. So I think it's something that it's just one of those things that it was inevitable because her mom had a battle with cancer and apparently she got the news. But since she's at PAX East, I'm guessing that she heard about it while she was either they had the funeral already and it didn't interfere with that or what. I don't know. But I'm surprised that she still went. And she might have already paid for the ticket, so. If anybody, wants to help her out, if you live in the Boston area or you feel like, donating your money and you know her email address, go ahead and PayPal her. But other than that, that's all I have to say. And, my condolences.
Yeah, that's sad.
Mm.
Once an RP grinder, always an RP grinder. So we're sorry to hear that from all of us.
But I wanted to go back to the Avengers. He said, for someone who thought Avengers was garbage, Captain America 2 was a treat.
To Wayland.
Yeah, why did he think? I think he might have told us this before, but I've forgotten. But I think Avengers was garbage.
I think Avengers is one of the most amazing movies ever, you son of a bitch. Now, me and Wayland are kind of arguing a little bit in the chat. Not mean-spirited, but he doesn't like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He didn't like Avengers, you know. He's crapping on the stuff I love. So
same. The only thing I could say about Avengers that I didn't like, it was just how haphazard and rushed it was. It's just like, hey, we're doing a thing now. Yeah. And big alien battle. So like, as there's like no backstory whatsoever. It's just
there was no backstory to the aliens, you're right. But that fight at the end was just amazing. Like, at certain points, you could see them working together, like Captain America and Iron Man. Like Iron Man shooting his blasters.
I think that's the big problem with it, though. It's just like it's like a Power Rangers moment. They teamed up and they knew what to do. Because they realized that they didn't spend any time developing these characters for this film for it to make any sense. So they just said, fuck it, we're just going to have them do a thing.
Why do movies always have to make absolute sense? Can't they just be fun? Can't it be enjoyable?
I just don't understand how Captain America could have convinced Hulk not to beat the pulp out of everyone for 2 seconds so they could just... So he could focus on a certain group of people to beat on instead. It's like, you smash, and make sure you smash not us.
Well, by that point, at the moment, they kind of established that Bruce Banner was in control at that point. You know, the Hulk isn't a mindless monster anymore. Just by revealing it.
Earlier in the movie, he was completely going ballistic.
I know. Earlier in the movie, he's going completely ballistic, and then he reveals his secret, and suddenly he's in complete control.
So I was just being an ass for a couple of minutes? Really? No.
Right. I mean, yeah, it wasn't a perfect movie. I don't think there's a such thing as perfect, but can it be enjoyable for what it was? And I was talking earlier to people about, like, bad comic book movies. Like, look at the Wolverine Origins movie and then look at Avengers. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you like piss on the grave of comics and stuff, where I feel Avengers just really embraced the comic material and just went into it.
Oh yeah, Captain America the Winter Soldier, I'm glad Falcon wasn't retarded looking like he was in the comic books. That guy, the original designer of the Falcon, is just
terrible. Like red and white. Like
it's like a lame version of Hawkman. Hawkman's not that, or Birdman, but even Birdman's pretty lame.
Wayland says, "I'm always angry." Right? That means you're in complete control now.
It's like Josh. It's so Joss Whedon to have a line like "I'm always angry" because like it's like the hammer is my penis line. It's like why?
I think that kind of like I was a Joss Whedon fan before that movie came out too. So I mean,
I never liked Buffy.
See, I what happened was I saw the Firefly when it came out on television. When I saw that, I went back and watched other stuff like Buffy, and I really got to like Buffy, but I didn't see it when it was originally out. The first thing
I bought Firefly because it was like fucking cheap.
It was sad when that show went off because he invented one of the greatest television characters in Jane. That guy Baldwin, I can't remember his first name, but the character Jane was just he was like a great anti-hero. Like he was there for the money. And that's it. He didn't really care about anybody else or anything. He was there to advance his own good, but he was still one of the good guys, you know. They didn't like play him down in any way. And I like that because that's not what you normally see in shows.
I never did see Dr. Horrible's blog. I saw an NES representation of it, or NES like representation. The 8-bit version.
And Waylon says he doesn't like most of Joss Whedon's stuff. And I can understand that. If you don't like Joss Whedon's stuff, I could understand not liking like Avengers and that. He's glad Edward
Norton. I didn't like that Hulk either. I was like, I like the new guy better. The new guy better be in the next Hulk movie.
He was in the in which one was it? Or in 4-2 or no, in Iron Man 3, he was in the end part of Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
It was kind of revealed at the very end of the movie, and spoiler alert, he was telling the story to Bruce Banner, and that's the guy playing Bruce Banner. It was kind of a funny joke. Waylon liked Firefly. Yeah, see, that's what got me into Joss Whedon. Was I saw Firefly when it was originally on. I was one of the apparently 10 people who watched it because it went off really quick. But as you can see, this is what I normally do on a Friday night. I'm home, and that's when Firefly was on Friday nights. I don't know. Just me. I like being home on Fridays. I'm not saying like I stay home all weekend or anything. Like I'll go out I might go on after the show. Don't judge me. I have friends, I swear. Oh, sorry.
All right, we got about 10 minutes left in the show.
Oh, really? Because we still got to do the trivia contest between you and Stealth, the fight.
Yeah, that's why I said about 10 minutes. I think I'm going to save the begging the question for next week.
You want to get into the competition then?
Yes.
Stealth, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. And this corner, and one corner, let me see. In this corner over here, we have Eric, the RPG master. And in the other corner, we have Stealth, the RPG master. I may have thought this out a little bit more. Let's get ready to rumble! Who wants to go first? I'm going to flip a coin. Who wants to call it? Call it an error, Eric.
Heads.
It is heads. I will go with the first question, sir.
Well, if he chooses it, if he picks it, he should be able to pick if he wants to go first or second.
Okay. Do you want to go first or second? Do you want to pass? This is like the Family Feud. Do you want to pass?
I'll stick on first.
Okay. Okay. Question number one. Who was the director of The Last Story?
Director of Last Story?
Yes.
Now, I think – now I do know that Sakaguchi owns the Mistwalker company, but I don't know if he actually was the director of that game. So I'm going to say I don't know.
You're going to say you don't know?
No. Can I take this one?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to take this one?
Yes. Sakaguchi was the director. He was the director.
It was Sakaguchi. He is correct. See, Stealth gets the point. And Stealth,
I might have been thinking of the director of Lost Odyssey, which is why I decided to refrain.
This contest has started off early with Stealth in the lead by 1 point. And Stealth, you are next on the question block thingy here. Name the three characters that Aaron Fitzgerald voiced in Dragon's Crown, Persona 4, Golden, and
That's
Tails.
That's stupid. I'm not answering a question like that. That's stupid.
Well, what question was it?
Name the three main characters that Aaron Fitzgerald voiced in Dragon's Crown, Persona 4, Golden, and
Tails.
You see,
I'm bad at hearing, so I can't tell voices. I keep that shit off.
I'm not that well versed in Western voice actors either.
I knew these people would fail with the questions. These are terrible. These have been terrible so far.
On that one, okay.
These questions are terrible.
Number you can try again next week.
Well, there's 8 more we can struggle through.
Just keep going.
Okay, number 3. This goes to you, Eric. What year was Chrono Trigger released in the UK?
In the UK?
The UK. Oh, my God.
Now, was it released in Europe in the NES format?
I knew that they would fuck up these questions. Who cares about the UK?
If they didn't receive the SNES version.
And Frank told me there are actually
the date of the DS version. The date of the DS version, let's see. I'm going to have to say
you know what? Let's just change the question. Just say it's the US.
What about – well, I don't have the answer to that. I have the answer to the UK right here.
Oh, the US date for the Super Nintendo game.
That's incorrect. Do you have an answer, Stealth?
I refuse to answer these questions.
Okay, well, then
I'm
that one's...
annoyed.
I do know the U.S. release date was 1999.
The correct answer was the year 2009 on the DS. And,
see,
that's
a trick freaking question.
Aaron Fitzgerald voiced the sorceress in Dragon's Crown, Chai Santanaka in Persona 4 Golden, and Tipo in Tales of Zillia. Stealth. On which device did Micro Cabin release Final Fantasy?
Micro Cabin? Final Fantasy? Was that the WonderSwan?
That is incorrect.
What was the question?
On which device did Micro Cabin release Final Fantasy?
So they're a company called Micro Cabin.
Yes.
MSX.
That is correct. Good call.
Yeah, I knew that because... that is actually an unofficial version of the game. And
that was my second guess.
The next question goes to Eric. Let's see here. What is the name of the accessory included with Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver?
The Pokewalker.
That is correct.
I knew that one.
Okay. Eric is now up by 2. Quickly, this game has changed.
He's only up by 1. Oh, now he's up by...
Sorry, he has 2 points.
Yeah, he has 2 points.
And number 8, this goes to self... No, I'm sorry, number 6. In the game Final Fantasy 12... No, I'm not going to ask you that one. I'll come back to that one. Because I know you're not... Don't want to answer that one.
Yeah, well, the Chrono Trigger question would have helped immensely if you'd said which version of the game it was.
Yeah, that's...
It didn't answer that. That wasn't in the question. Actually, I'm looking at all these. These are all pretty much the same. In the game Final Fantasy XII, who is the father of the character Ash?
DB, why don't you tweet him in Twitter real quick? Anyways,
mother of Ash.
The mother of Ash in Final Fantasy XII. Is that what you said?
It won't let you direct message me, Dustin Buster.
Hmm.
Let me see if I can message you.
I didn't hear the question.
The father of Ash in Final Fantasy XII.
Oh, father. I thought you said father.
Ash, I am your father.
Well, since it is your question, you got to go first.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I know you didn't. Because these are exactly the kind of questions we asked not to have.
Yeah.
We didn't want game-specific questions.
Yeah, like, I haven't played Final Fantasy XII in 6 years.
Yeah, so that's the problem. Like I haven't played 12 actually, but I've played like Final Fantasy 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever.
And then
like,
Eric gets the question: which Pokemon is yellow and is a mouse?
There is a Pokemon question. Do you want to take that, Eric?
Yeah.
By the way,
I'm not going to answer the Final Fantasy one either because I, right. I don't know that one either.
That's nice. No one too. No, that's
just
actually Pass is winning right now.
Just give me another one.
Okay, name the two titans from Xenoblade Chronicles.
I haven't played that in 4 years either.
What about you, Eric?
The Titans?
Yes.
Are they Xenoblade Chronicles? Those are two like enemy NPCs, aren't they?
I have no idea.
This contest is a failure.
Wait.
Answer or I'm moving on?
I do know like two bosses that you fight.
He doesn't know.
All right, moving on. Number 7. What title is given to Fan Gamer's Mother 3 handbook on the jacket cover? Fan Gamer's Mother 3 handbook on the jacket.
I never had the Mother 3 handbook.
Yeah, I mean that,
what the hell are these questions?
I guess you both pass on that one. Answers.
I have the fan book, but I think it's like
fan book. Are you kidding me?
It's a fan strategy guide that the fans made for the game. It was a printed strategy guide and it had a limited print.
But if you don't have the guide,
let's move on. The Xenoblade Chronicles, Bionis and Mekonis. And Final Fantasy XII was King Ramesses.
Oh.
Number 9.
By Titans, I don't know. They should have just said, who are the two gods of Xenoblade? Because then I would have been able to answer the question.
No, by the way, Pass is winning. We don't know. That's who's winning. What was the first game ever to appear on the cover of Time Magazine, November 1999? That is a good question.
What was the question again?
This is a really good question. What was the first game ever to appear on the cover of Time Magazine on November 9?
I wouldn't know that one. That was probably before my own time. Ha ha.
What was the date?
1999 was before your time?
Oh, 1999. No. It was probably Pokemon.
No. I'm going to say it was... Gonna say it was probably a character related to a AAA game, maybe Tomb Raider, Lara Croft.
Stealth was correct. It was Pokemon.
Oh,
so you are now tied, and this is the final question. Name the most prolific boss enemy in an RPG.
Prolific boss
guy.
Wait, how would they know?
Boss type of monster. I don't know. So
wait, what?
I have more questions that are coming from Dungeon Buster, but this is the last of this questionnaire. The most prolific enemy, like the slime, you know, what's the most number one
boss
character?
Yeah, but how would they know? Did they check every game?
I have no idea.
Regu or Galia from Wild Arms? No. I'm going to assume it's a popular game, so Mario's Bowser.
Probably a Goomba.
Yeah, you're thinking. You guys are way off. You're thinking the wrong thing. Like a type of monster.
Oh, a type of monster.
Type rat?
No.
I'm pretty much done.
Goblin
with this.
King.
No, the correct answer is Bahamut.
What? Oh my god, these are awful.
Okay, those are.
I'm
the
done.
Questions
I'm, I don't. I honestly well, don't answer any more of these.
Dungeon Buster's been sending me on Twitter. These are more questions I think you'll like better. Okay. By the way, right now it is even because you both have two.
Yeah, but honestly, I answered the harder questions. I knew his questions. I knew the Pokewalker.
What studio did Motoya Sakuraba start his game composing career with?
Motoya Sakuraba?
Yes.
The studio? The music studio? Tri Concerto, I'm gonna say. Hello?
I'm listening. I was waiting for an answer from Dungeon Buster, actually. He hasn't sent it to me.
Oh my. You know what? Let's just cancel this. I'm done. I am done. I'm not answering anymore. These are so stupid.
Great questions.
Dungeon
answers.
Buster failed.
Yeah. Good questions that we can't answer.
Gripper says great questions, poor answers. Oh, you guys have been called out. And Dungeon Buster, you didn't send me like the answers to the questions. I kind of like that question. There's just no answer to it. I don't know the answer to it.
He's asking us about people. He's not asking us about game history.
He's asked us, what is the remake of Ease 3 called?
Elephant Felt Gone. That was too easy.
Yeah.
Who is the person the Black Onyx and Tetris Who is the person Black Onyx and Tetris have in common?
What?
The person... So the question's between... Who's the person that Black Onyx and Tetris have in common with?
I'm guessing some sort of...
These are dumb questions. I'm done.
I don't know who Black Onyx is.
All right. Let's just move on from in the show. I'm pissed.
I'll try and see. I'm done. Me and Frank need to see if we can find some questions because, you know, we're the co-hosts. You guys said not, like, game-specific questions, and you really...
No, but we gave an example of what kind of stuff.
Right. You don't want, like, questions about the people who made the game.
Yeah.
Or about, like, what kind of character is in a game. Like, the questions you're asking more of or in...
Ask us something about, like something you can actually do in a specific game.
I'm not doing it today. I'm done. I'm
like,
serious.
Like,
I'm done.
Like what's
no, that's fine. I understand.
Like, what's a, I don't know, like a game system from the game, like, or like, what was the name of the game in Japan, or like, I don't know.
Yeah, like something like that. You know what? Frank has to come up with it.
Oh, Frank has been challenged. Me and Frank will see if we can come up with some questions,
or whether or not like the game was censored or what the censor was. I don't know. But like stuff about like comparing, like what was a two disparate things have in common with another thing. I don't know.
That's yeah, I mean, a lot of these questions have nothing to do with JRPG knowledge, really.
Gripper says keep going. On level 2 of first dungeon of Dragon Quest 2. I'm sorry, it was Dragon Warrior in America. Dragon Warrior 2 in America. What is in the third chest on the right? Oh, no? Nobody an herb? I bet it's an herb.
Torch.
Dragon Warrior 2 is probably an herb.
No, wait, if it was two, there wouldn't be torches.
Hey, guys, I got to go soon.
All right. Extra money, I'm going to say.
Right, that's. I think this contest has kind of killed the show anyway, and I think we should probably move along. What you said you had a logical fallacy.
Frank said make them hard.
Make them hard? No, dude, I'm not gay.
Maybe we just
Oh, you meant the questions. My bad. I'm sorry. I misunderstood that. I'm sorry. My bad. I mean, not that there's wrong with being gay. I'm just saying I'm not. That's what I meant. I make nipples hard.
Hank Rogers.
Oaf in Felghana was right for Ease. But what about the other question?
It's a Black Onyx and Tetris equals Hank Rogers. I don't know who Hank Rogers is. But is Frank back to, you know, take us off the show? So we're going to do our plugs.
Oh, Wolf Team was the answer to Matoi Sakuraba's composing career.
All right. Are we done with the contest now?
We've contest. That was a contest.
Or yeah, the you know, between me and Stealth, you know.
No, Stealth was done. Stealth was been done.
Okay. So let's just do our plugs.
All right.
You can find me at EricRPG on Twitter. Then there's my YouTube channel, Funny T Man. Be a little while before I get another video up. Might get one this up. Weekend about the snack review if I have time. And then you can see my reviews at Game Tactics and TotallyGN.com. The review for the game I mentioned previously, I can't talk about like what the game actually is.
Read them on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You can ask them 12:01.
Those are my plugs.
Does the embargo end at 12:01 or is there like a specific time?
I think it's usually 9:00 Eastern. 9:00 That'd be California time. That, so it'd be like actually 12 Eastern. So yeah.
A.M.
So yeah, we're gonna call this Eric and Stealth suck in this episode. No. Frank can figure out the title because he's actually going back to editing duties and uploading duties.
Frank, you failed us, but not being here. This show is all your fault. We blame you.
How about we'll call the name of the episode demoing Q&A? Yeah.
I don't know. We demolished. Oh,
that's right. Dungeon Busters is a wolf team.
Wait, I just said that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't think anybody answered.
No, Frank, he can't hear us because his daughter stole the headphones. Right, Frank, right. Your daughter stole the headphones, right.
The Triconcerto didn't come until after Trias was made. So, yeah, Wolf Team was right because he did do music for Wolf Team games.
See, I thought that was a good question, but that's not kind of where it looks.
Yeah, Motoi Sugawara did soundtracks for several non-JRPGs for Wolf Team, though, and Wolf Team only... I don't think Wolf Team ever made a JRPG. They eventually became the Tales Studio. That's the only connection to JRPGs it has.
Hey,
Frank.
Oh, I'm back. Failure. I mean, hey, Frank. How you doing?
Hey, did the show end yet?
No, we're waiting for you. We're trying to. Well, actually, we're on plugs. I think Stealth walked off the show. He was kind of
angry about that quiz.
Yeah. I think he did walk off the show. So. Who won?
It was a tie. I told you who won. We don't know.
Past one, remember?
We need a playoff next week.
The Black Onyx-inspired JRPGs like Final Fantasy and Dragon Warrior, but was designed and programmed by a Westerner trying to break in the Japanese market. Hank Rogers. Thank you, Dr. Buster.
All right, guys. We need to wrap this up because I got to destroy more house. Sorry I couldn't be on the show today, Dungeon Buster, Gripper, Slagar.
No, that's cool. We need to wrap this up. I got to go play South Park. Flabby, Wyland. I got important business to do.
Okay, plugs.
He's got a wink.
Yeah. Breakman, plugs.
Follow at @break_man. Follow Mrs. Breakman. Follow at RP Grinders. And, and follow Stealth. 3 underscores, not 4.
Yeah, 3.
3. He's moved up in the world.
Maybe we could do the Q&A next week with better questions.
Better questions? The questions that Gripper gave me were great.
No, ones that have, like, a definite JRPG focus is what I meant by that. Even if we don't know them, at least they're on topic.
Yeah.
Asking about, like, what characters were in a game doesn't, like... That's not being a puss. We're too old for that kind of
thing. No, Eric and Stealth are not. You and I, Breakman, get a pass on that. But anyways, plugs. Eric, go.
I already did them.
Okay. You did yours already, Break?
Yes.
Okay, thank you guys so much in chat for joining. I don't have any plugs this week. I don't deserve plugs because I wasn't here the whole time. But see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, I know. Well, let me thank the chatters. You guys are great today. Wayland, Flabby, Gripper, Slegar, who came in. You know, he's a little bit late, but he's there. Thank you. Dungeon Buster has especially been a big part of the show.
Yeah,
and Slegar. He would like to say that your daughter added headphones to her inventory.
Yeah. All right, guys, we gotta go. I gotta finish demoing. I don't know, Slagar, if is gonna be, in fact, a Grinder dance party tonight because I'm in the middle of destroying my house, man. I'm going through a renovation, so I thought I would be okay, but I still got tile to get up and all that shit. So, we'll try for next week, I promise.
So, Dungeon Buster's question about, or statement on the Wolf Team did an action opportunity, Arcus Odyssey. I remember Arcus Odyssey, but I don't feel like it's an RPG enough to call it an action RPG. It's more of an action game.
Okay. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you guys so much for joining. Be safe this weekend. We want to see you back next week. Take care, guys.
Yeah.